Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to another podcast where we try to help you to get a better understanding of English, how to use and improve your grammar, how to use and improve the use of phrasal verbs, expressions, conversational English, business English, whatever you find difficult or challenging, then we're here to help. So in this particular podcast, what are we going to look at? Well, today the podcast is all about goals. And in particular, we're going to talk about idioms related to goals, goal setting, achieving goals, all of those aspects relating to those key aspects. So idioms related to goals. And what I'll do is I'll give you the list that I have here, and then I'll work my way through them and give you some examples. And hopefully by the end of this, you'll have a better understanding of your goals, when you achieve them, when you don't, and what expressions or idioms that you can use. Okay, let's give you the list. Buckle down. Explore all avenues. Lay the foundations. Dig your heels in. Have a bee in your bonnet about something. Get your teeth into something. Go the extra mile. Move the goalposts. To come up or to fall short of something. And then finally, at all costs, at all costs. Okay, let me take them one by one. Now, first, to buckle down. When we ask somebody to buckle down, it means we want them to get to work. We want them to take something seriously. We want them to look at the target that they have and work hard so that they can achieve that target or that goal. Typically, we use it when we're talking to our kids at exam time. You're going to have to buckle down and do a lot more work in advance of your exams. Otherwise, you're not going to get the marks you require to get into university. That's your goal. Yeah. So if you want to achieve the goal to get the points that you need to get into that particular course, well, then you'll have to buckle down. Everybody is expected to buckle down and help the company to achieve its targets on a monthly or quarterly, six-monthly, annual basis. So buckle down means literally tie yourself or buckle yourself into your seat and work hard to achieve the goals or the objectives that you have been set. Okay, so buckle down. And a buckle is something you find on the end of a belt. Okay, so if you have a belt that you use around your waist and your trousers, there's a buckle, a lock that you fasten so that the belt is tight. Okay, we also have a buckle on the car seat. So if you want to put a baby into the car seat or you want to get the passengers to put on their seat belts, we might ask them to buckle up, yeah, so to put the buckle in the lock so that it's secure in case of any accidents. So when we buckle down, we make everything tight and secure, and then we work on those targets, so to buckle down. Okay, next, to explore all avenues. Well, an avenue is a small road or a little street or part of a street. And when we explore all avenues, it means we look at every possible angle, every possible option, every possible way in which we can achieve our goals. Okay, so if we have a big target of sales to get for the quarter or the 6 month or the annual targets, then we have to explore all possible avenues that might be open to us to achieve that objective. Or if somebody wants to get a job in a particular area of specialization and they're not quite sure how to go about it, then they will explore all the avenues possible to try and achieve that. So they will talk to headhunters, they will meet with HR specialists, they will talk to their friends who might work in similar positions in the industry where they might know of some opening. So we will explore all the avenues, we will look at every possible option that we can see to enable us to achieve our objectives. I don't care what it takes, I'm going to explore all the avenues until somebody tells me that it's impossible. So I'll try everything that's available to me. So explore all possible avenues. Okay, next, to lay the foundations. Well, everything is built on a solid foundation. And if it's not built on a solid foundation, then it's likely to sink, collapse, or fall apart. So when somebody starts to build a house, they dig a hole in the ground, they pour in some cement, and that is the foundation for the house. If they're building a taller building, then the foundations have to be really solid. They have to have a certain amount of steel within the poured concrete, so it provides a really solid foundation. Our early years at school are the foundation on which we build our future success and education at school, college, university, and then for our future in life. So to lay the foundations means literally pour that concrete, make those foundations. So you lay your foundations and how you prepare for something. So if you want to be successful, if you want to achieve your goals, then you have to lay the foundations. Education, preparation, understand your product, understand your target, understand how you're going to achieve it, and then you've a much better chance of succeeding and get and achieve those targets. So without proper foundations, you're unlikely to be successful. You may be by chance or by fluke or by luck, but laying the foundations is the way in which you will be successful. So the manager calls all of the team leaders in for a meeting and said, okay, look, this is going to be a very challenging year ahead, and we really now have to lay the foundations. We need to make sure that we've got our people in place. Are our people up to speed with our products? The marketing department understand what we're trying to achieve. Have we placed our advertisements? Have we got our social media strategy worked out? Lay the foundations, and hopefully we will have a successful year. Okay, to lay the foundations. To dig your heels in. Well, the heels are the lower back part of your foot. Yeah. So, you know, it's the part that hits the ground first or second, depending on how you walk. It's the hard part of your foot. And when you dig your heels in, it means you're refusing to go any further. Okay. So if you're trying to get a child to walk or a dog to walk, and if the dog or the child do not want to walk, they dig their heels in, and you can pull and pull and drag, and they won't move because they are digging their heels in. So if you've got a point to make, or if you don't want to move, or if you don't want to change your mind, then you metaphorically will dig your heels in and just say, no, I'm sorry, I don't agree with that. No, sorry, I'm not going to change my mind. No, sorry, I'm not going to change my opinion. I'm going to dig my heels in on this because I think it's the correct strategy. And if I want to achieve my goals, then that's what I will have to do. And I think you should do the same. So we dig our heels in. We take a position of strength, and we know the course that we want to go on, so we head in that direction. So we dig our heels and we take strong action to make sure that we are not diverted from the goal that we have, whether it's a target for your exams, whether it's a target in your personal life, or whether it's a target in your professional or business life. You dig your heels in and you're not going to budge until you achieve what you want to achieve. Okay, to have a bee in your bonnet. A bee in your bonnet. When somebody has a bee in their bonnet, very British expression, a bonnet is a hat. Okay, so if you have a bee in your bonnet, it could be quite dangerous because the bee is trapped in the hat, and the likely result is that the bee is going to sting you. Yeah, and if it stings you, it's going to hurt. Okay, so metaphorically, when you have a bee in your bonnet, you're not going to rest until you let that be out, or you get whatever's in your mind or whatever's on your mind in or out, off your mind or out of your mind. Yeah. Okay. So when you have a bee in your bonnet, you won't rest easy until you achieve what you want to achieve. So if your son or daughter wants to join the local sports team to play football or volleyball or tennis, and they keep asking you, can I join the team? Can I join the club? when are you going to take me down there? Or next week or the following week. And they keep repeat, repeat, repeat. So the husband talks to the wife, or the wife talks to the husband, says, you know, young David or young Mary has a bee in his or her bonnet about this, and he's not going to rest, or she's not going to rest, until we actually take them down to the club. So let's just do it. Okay, so next week you take young David or young Mary to the club, they sign up and they can join the sports team that they want to join. So they had a bee in the bonnet. They weren't going to give up on their dream or their wish. Okay, and you might have a similar bee in your bonnet about something. It might only last a couple of weeks. It might be to do with your sales targets, and you want the team to do what you want them to do. And the members of the team might say, well, he's a real bee in his bonnet about this. We really need to do what he wants us to do. Okay, so a bee in your bonnet, you're going to be really busy until you get that bee from under the bonnet, let it escape, and you've achieved what you wanted to achieve. Next, to get your teeth into something. Well, we all like to get our teeth into something. Actually, we like to bite into a nice apple or a nice piece of cake and get your teeth into it then. But metaphorically, to get your teeth into something means into something that you feel justifies your skills, something you can work on, something that you can call your own, something that will help you to achieve the goals that you've set. Okay, so if you decide to leave your present employer because you don't have enough training, or they're not providing enough training, or the challenge that you had a couple of years ago and has disappeared, you want a new challenge, so you apply for another job and you want to go to somewhere a little bit more interesting where you can get your teeth into something bigger, better, something that will develop the skills that you believe you have, or the skills that you believe you want to have, or the skills you believe you can develop in the next few years. So when you're asked the question at the recruitment interview, they say, well, why do you want to leave your current employer? Well, I really am looking to get my teeth into something bigger. I want to improve my skill set. I want to develop my career. I want to learn something new. So these are the criteria that you've established why you want to leave your present employer and achieve the goal of working for somebody else, bigger, better, more international or better focused organization. So give you the opportunity to get your teeth into something. I'm really looking forward to getting my teeth into that new job. I can't wait to start. I'm starting on the 10th of the month, or the end of the month, or the beginning of the next month. I cannot wait to get my teeth into these projects. Okay, next, to go the extra mile. Mile is the British measurement that we use. You know, and everything is measured in miles, miles from London to Manchester, the number of miles from Manchester to Leeds, the miles per hour in which you can drive on the motorways, okay? So when we go the extra mile, it means to go a little bit further. And if we want to achieve something, if we want to do better than average, if we want to do better than others, if we want to be recognized, we want to be identified as a hard worker, often we have to go that extra mile. And it means just doing a little bit more study, a little bit more reading, a little bit more writing, a little bit more practice, work a little harder, work a little longer perhaps, you know, skill yourself or get upskilled in terms of IT skills, whatever it might take. You have to go the extra mile. And in the modern world, unfortunately, if you want to compete with everybody, either in a big pond or a little pond, whatever the pond is, we often have to go the extra mile to stand out from the crowd, to be a little bit different from everybody else. So if you want to achieve those goals, then be prepared to go the extra mile. Next, to move the goalposts. This is a classic idiom that is used in every discussion that people have in relation to targets in particular. So when we set a target for a month or a quarter or whatever the period happens to be, we like to know what it is. We like to know that it has been set early so that we know what we have to achieve to get our bonus payment, to get our salary, whatever it is that we're going to get at the end of this particular focus. Okay. However, as often happens, something changes during that month or that quarter or that 6 month period. And when somebody says, look, well, circumstances have changed, the economic circumstances have changed, we're going to have to increase the targets for the year, otherwise we're not going to get the bottom line profit that we thought. So somebody says to the boss, but you're moving the goalposts, you're changing my objectives. How am I supposed to achieve my goals if you keep moving the goalposts? So metaphorically, it means that you have a target, you're aiming for that, and then somebody changes it. They increase it, and you have to start all over again. Literally, it's like a football game. You have the goals and the goal posts. And if you're trying to score a goal, as the objective is in football, it's relatively easy. You kick the ball, and it goes between the posts and into the net. But if somebody moves the goal posts, well, of course, then it makes the game a little bit harder and a little bit more difficult to achieve those objectives. So it's the same in life. If you have goals and targets, you can focus on them. But if somebody changes those goalposts and changes those targets, well, then it makes it and life a little bit more difficult. So, yeah, I'm happy to work to those targets. I'm happy to achieve that. But please don't move the goalposts. Don't tell me middle of the month or middle of the quarter that you have to increase my targets, because then it's impossible. Okay, that's move the goalposts. The next two, they can be have the same meaning, to come up short. So come plus the preposition up, to come up short or to fall short. And when we come up short or fall short of a target, it means we've just about reached it, but not quite. Okay, so we had a really, really good month or a really good quarter, but at the last couple of days, the sales that we had hoped didn't materialize, they didn't come through, and as a result, we came up or we fell short of the target. So you're almost there, but not quite. Okay, so it could be in a game, yeah? So you might have a game of golf, and you're trying to get the ball onto the green, as they call it, yeah? Okay, so you pitch or hit the ball. It's the distance from where you are to the green is 100 meters. So you hit the ball and it lands 90 meters or 95 meters. So it comes up short or it falls short of the target. So that's actual, physical. Yeah. Okay. But if your target for the month for your sales is 100 sales of a particular product and you sell 98 or 99, you come up short or you fall just short of the target. Or you need to get 180 points to get into the course for your university. And when you do your exams, you do really, really well. You're really happy. And when you get the results, you have 175 marks. And guess what? You're just short. So you have to wait for some approval or second round where you might get awarded that particular course. But you came up short or you fell short by a margin, by a small amount. Okay, next and the last one, at all costs. Well, at the beginning we had the expression to explore all avenues, and at all costs is something similar. It means that we'll do whatever it takes that so that we can achieve the goals and the targets that we have set ourselves. So I will do it at all costs, meaning whatever is necessary, working harder, working longer, talking to some people, making more calls, whatever I need to do. I absolutely want to get these targets. I want to get this promotion. I want to get this bonus. So I will do it at all costs, at the cost of my personal time, at the cost of my leisure time, at the cost of my weekends, at whatever it takes, I will do it. Mm-hmm. So the boss might call all the people around the table to say, yeah, we're having a difficult time, or perhaps we're having a really good time, but, you know, we just need to give it an extra little push. And if we do that for the next couple of weeks before the end of the year, perhaps, then we will achieve our goals and it will be a very, very good year instead of just a very good year. So we need to do it at all costs because the big bosses are watching. And if we can pull this off, well, then it'll be good for everybody. So to do something at all costs means whatever it takes. Okay, so let me give them to you again. To buckle down. To explore all avenues. To lay the foundations. To dig your heels in. To have a bee in your bonnet, usually about something or somebody, to get your teeth into something, to go the extra mile, to move the goalposts, to come up or to fall short, and finally, at all costs. Okay, so idioms related to goals, achieving them, achieving your objectives. Well, hopefully you can find some of those idioms that you can use in your personal or business life. And if you have any questions or you don't understand something, then please let me know and I'd happily give you some more examples. Okay, well, I'd appreciate you listening. And if you have any friends or family members that you think will benefit from our podcast, why don't you give them the details and ask them to join us for this and future podcasts. As always, thanks for listening. Join me again soon.